Auckland's Radio.
Now, in the studio, we have Julie Luxton, and I believe you're starting a new charity named Care and Consideration with a Smile. Do tell us about that.
Thank you, Dave. Yes, I am. Care and Consideration with a Smile started as a result of I suffered a brain hemorrhage and aneurysm back in 2012. So I'm just coming up for my 5th year anniversary. I suffered the aneurysm and hemorrhage, and I had to have 2 lots of brain surgery. In my recovery and learning to walk and speak and learning to cope with the loss of nearly 70% of my eyesight, I found that day-to-day living was quite difficult, but more so the day-to-day daily tasks that I had to do, getting on a bus, shopping, was even more difficult. With this in mind, I founded the charity Care and Consideration with a Smile, and we've thankfully got on board the bus companies within Guildford, Surrey and the surrounding areas, Arriva, Southern County Stagecoach and Safeguard Coaches, and they are recognising our charity badge to help people that also have hidden disabilities, whether they are suffering from chronic pain, early onset dementia, a brain injury, visual impairment, hearing impairment, and so many more, mental health problems. The list is endless. But with us, Care and Consideration with a Smile, our aim is to raise public awareness to helping people that suffer from a hidden disability.
I guess you must be talking about an awful lot of people then who have some kind of hidden disability.
We are hoping to raise the general awareness to the general public, and yes, the numbers are endless.
Now, you're in the process of setting up your charity at the moment, and I believe you've applied for the charity registration.
Yes, the Charity Commission, we've applied for our registration. We are just waiting for our registration number to be returned, and there is a 12 to 18 week waiting, and we've applied at the beginning, end of April, beginning of May, and we're hoping to have our registration number very shortly.
Well, that'll be good. And you're trying to cover all of Surrey and the surrounding area?
Yes, our aim is to cover Surrey, Sussex and the Hampshire borders, and that's why we've got on board the bus companies, because they obviously go from Guildford, they cross over these borders now, and our aim is to go national with the charity within the next 5 years.
Wow, that's ambitious.
Yes. Got to go for it.
You really seriously want to help as many people as you can.
We
don't
do.
You?
We want to just bring awareness to the general public that something so simple as a smile and a little bit of help is so really appreciated by people. I walk with a white walking stick,
yeah,
because I'm visually impaired, and the amount of times that I'm ignored is numerous.
And on your Facebook page it says even bus drivers sometimes just ignore the white stick.
Yes. I live just outside of Guildford, about 3 miles outside of Guildford, and I've got on a bus. The bus driver hadn't waited for me to sit down. He's pulled out into traffic, and I've shot down the back of the bus. And fortunately, I've landed in an empty seat and not in someone's lap. So I do look at the funny side of things, but now, fortunately, with the bus companies on board, they do wait for me to be seated, and they do ask me what stop I want to get off at, and they also help me with my bus pass or my change, because I cannot distinguish between which is a silver or a copper coin or the gold coins, because I cannot see in my purse, because the purse is dark. And I cannot tell which coin is which in my purse.
So, as you're saying, for some simple task, it takes you longer. And you want people to just be a little bit more patient, a little bit more considerate.
Yes, even in the checkout at the tills,
yeah,
in just a simple shop, I have to trust the shop assistant to help me with my money rather than tutting at me, because it takes me twice as long to get organized and coordinated to get my shopping in a bag and then get my purse out to actually pay for my purchase.
Yeah, and so much of life these days, people are moving faster and faster and don't have time to wait and don't have time to be patient. And it's a shame, isn't it?
It's a terrible shame. And actually, for those people just to actually smile at me, it alleviates that nervousness. And actually, then for me to ask them for help, because I'm not being a pain in the...
Yep. Now, you're going to use little badges, I believe.
We are. We've got our logo badge of a C and an at sign for the nose and another C for the other eye and a smile. So it stands for care and consideration with a smile. It's for the person that has a hidden disability wears that badge, and a supporter of our charity just wears the purple badge with a smiley face. So they are a supporter of the charity. So if someone affected by a hidden disability easily can go forward to that people, and they'll know instantly that they recognise the charity.
And recognise a person may need a little bit more help, a little bit more patience.
Yes, without having to give them saying, what's wrong with you?
Right, that makes sense. Now, your Facebook page... there's a number of happy, smiley people on here. Who are all these people? Especially the guy, he's wearing makeup. Is he sort of an animal or something?
That was my anyway. Son.
That's your son? Oh,
my
right.
son, Oliver. My son, Oliver, suffered a brain injury when he was 3 weeks of age. So he's a vulnerable young adult now. He's just finished college and he's just moving into a supported living accommodation in Guildford. And where he lives, just in the Guildford area, all the local shops to where his house is situated, they've all come on board with the scheme, whether it's the co-op, the fish and chip shop, the local butchers, the florist, all in the row of shops, they've all come on board. So they can all, the vulnerable young adults that are living in this property, can go to the shops, and they can, all the shops staff have all recognised the charity, so they can all go in and ask for help easily when they go shopping.
That's really nice. Now, are you doing all of this on your own?
No, there is myself, I'm the founder and trustee. There is Shona Easton, Jenny Lewis and Oliver Monahan. They are all trustees of the charity.
So this small group of you, you're starting up this charity, you're hoping for your registration soon.
Yes.
And you'll be needing to raise funds, won't you?
Yes, we are. Our current way of raising funds, we have a crowdfunding page through Facebook. And we also have, this weekend, we have a founders pre-launch party that you can still access to get free tickets to come. It's on this Saturday, the 23rd, on 6:30 to 11:30 in the evening. And you can access to get your ticket through our Facebook page, Care and Consideration. And you just have to dress to impress with a dash of purple, because our charity badges are purple. And you'll get a free cocktail when you arrive. We've got fantastic prizes been donated by local shops, Philips, Electronics, and we've got Tiger and some gorgeous prizes been donated. So please do come along. We'd love to meet you and thank you for your support.
So that's the Charity Founders pre-launch party, Saturday 23rd of September, 6:30 till 11, and it's at the Marquee in Kilmenoes, Fairlands in Guildford. And you need to go to the Facebook page, which is Kern's Consideration with a Smile, to find out more about this. Well, thank you, Julie. It's been fascinating talking with you, and I hope you really get started well with your charity. Now, do you need volunteers to help you as well?
We would love volunteers. We would love additional trustees. We would be very grateful. Geographically, anyone listening in Surrey and loving Surrey, and anyone associated to listeners of Brooklands Radio, would be fantastic to hear from you.
So volunteers, and you need donations, and the donations page you can access through the Facebook page, Kern Consideration with a Smile. Great. Thank you very much, Julie.
Thank you for your time, Dave. And thank you to Brooklyn's Radio listeners. Thank you.
Good luck with it.
Brooklyn's Radio.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.